Hello and welcome. I'm Sarah King, and you are listening to my podcast, Wisdoms of the Palmer's Buddha, on oddities of the British and German cultures and languages. Great to have you here. Bavarian traditions are something that many foreigners consider quintessentially German, and especially Oktoberfest is something that is known throughout the world. And now we are observing Oktoberfest themes popping up all over the place, not only in Bavaria, but all over Germany and even other countries. So what is this Bavarianization? Stay tuned and find out more about German traditions and customs. It's the world's most famous beer fest, and it used to be strictly Munich. In recent years, though, in the first weeks of autumn, shop windows all over Germany have been displaying an increasingly higher number of traditional Bavarian costumes. What is this Oktoberfestization? I must admit, I'm writing as something of an outsider, as I've personally never attended the jolly celebration which calls itself Die Wiesen, the meadow. It sounds very similar to Cologne Carnival. Throngs of people dress up and get drunk, and there's music and dancing and fun, and everybody is BFF with everybody else. And the media only ever show you the Schnapsleichen, those who overdid it and passed out in the street. In fact, the two festivals are rather compatible. I became BFF for a day with many a Bavarian during Carnival. Bavarians think our Kölsch glasses are cute. Yes, they really do drink out of 1 liter or Maß glasses. And we Cologners take quite a fancy to wearing dirndls and lederhosen. Be warned, though, fellow citizens of Köln, it may offend Bavarians if their traditional outfits are misappropriated for use as silly carnival costumes. Yes, I've been told off in the past. Shame on me. When I asked him if he was planning to visit this year's Oktoberfest, a colleague based in Munich told me that he would probably end up going perhaps just one night because he was so busy. And what is more, he explained, one had to avoid the Italian weekend, one specific Oktoberfest weekend notorious for having half of Italy visit. Sounds just like Carnival. When you live in Cologne, also the name of an excellent microblog making spot-on contributions to the subject, by the way, you tend to take the big crazy celebrations for granted and not go out every single night like you used to as a student. What we don't get about Oktoberfest is that it starts in September. I'm sure there's a good reason to do with tradition and that the people of Munich are tired of responding to this remark, so let's leave it at that. However, as you may or may not know, the perfect symbiosis of Cologne and Munich partying tradition has for a while now been distilled into the Erste Kölner Oktoberfest by one of the city's large breweries, Gaffel, with the tagline, but with real beer, meaning Kölsch as opposed to Bavarian beer. What more can you wish for? And speaking of Köln, if you native speakers of non-German and non-Scandinavian languages think the umlaut is difficult, hear more about another type of dots next week. Finally, allow me a personal remark. Unbelievably, this blog / podcast will be 1 year old on the 1st of October. Thank you all so much, you lovely and devoted readers and listeners, for your support, your comments, your suggestions, and your encouragement. It's been an exciting year, and I really, really look forward to many more. The Palmer's Buddha says, party on, Wayne. Party on, Garth.
That was it for today. Thank you so much for listening. You can read this text on my website, www.palmersbuddha.com. If you liked this podcast, please do subscribe to it. Take care and hear you soon.